News, I'm Tommy McNeil. A series of powerful earthquakes that hit western Japan has left at least 30 people dead and has damaged buildings, vehicles, and boats, with officials warning people in some areas to stay away from their homes because of the risk of more strong quakes. Aftershocks continued to shake Ishikawa Prefecture and nearby areas a day after a magnitude 7.6 tremor slammed into the area on Monday. Israel pulled tanks out of some of Gaza City districts on Monday, according to residents, as it announced plans to shift tactics and cut back on troop numbers in its war with the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen.
Israel is withdrawing some of its forces from Gaza to shift to more targeted operations against Hamas, an official said on Monday. The shift to mopping up operations signals a new phase in Israel's offensive and is expected to last for months. Some of the troops pulled out of Gaza would be prepared for rotation to the northern border with Lebanon, an official said. The reduction would also allow some reservists to return to civilian life, shoring up Israel's war-battered economy.
The Mohammed Abdul Salam, the Houthis' chief negotiator and spokesman, met with Iran's foreign minister in Tehran Monday.
The meeting came amid tensions in the Red Sea, where the Iran-backed rebels have claimed attacks on ships they say are either linked to Israel or heading to Israeli ports for over a month. The attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea by Yemen's Houthi rebels have scared off some of the world's top shipping companies and oil giants, effectively rerouting global trade away from a crucial artery for consumer goods and energy supplies that is expected to trigger delays and rising prices. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Russia's latest drone attacks in Ukraine are coming with another warning from Moscow.
Russia launched a record 90 Shahed-type drones across Ukraine during the early hours of the new year. And President Vladimir Putin said his country would intensify its attacks on its neighbor. Putin said Ukraine could expect more such strikes after shelling the Russian border city of Belgorod that killed more than two dozen people and wounded more than 100 others. Putin called that a terrorist act. In Ukraine, a 15-year-old boy was killed and seven people wounded after falling debris from one of 87 downed Russian drones hit a residential building in the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa. I'm Norman Hall.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his military should thoroughly annihilate the U.S. and South Korea if provoked. AP correspondent Tiffany Wong reports.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered his commanding army officers to thoroughly annihilate the U.S. and South Korea if provoked, vowing to boost national defense to cope with what he called an unprecedented U.S.-led confrontation. North Korea has increased its warlike rhetoric in recent months in response to an expansion of U.S.-South Korean military drills. Kim says in a five-day meeting that he will launch three more military spy satellites, produce more nuclear materials, and develop attack drones this year in what observers say is an attempt to increase his leverage in future diplomacy with the U.S. I'm Tiffany Wong.
In this time of war overseas, more Americans are thinking that foreign policy should be a top U.S. priority for 2024. That's according to a new poll by the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs Research, which finds more international concerns and immigration rising importance with the public. Those concerns are still overshadowed by longstanding economic worries, but about 4 in 10 U.S. adults named foreign policy topics in an open-ended question that asked people to share up to 5 issues for the government to work on this year. That's about twice as many who mentioned the topic in the Newark Center poll that was conducted just a year ago. German authorities have detained another suspect in connection with an alleged threat of an attack on the world-famous Cologne Theater over the holidays. That brings the overall number of people detained in connection with the alleged plot to 5. Police said Monday that the latest suspect, a 41-year-old German-Turkish man, was detained Sunday night in the western city of Bochum in the state of North Rhine-Westphalia. Police detained 3 people on Sunday morning, 1 man last week, and all of the detained suspects allegedly belong to a larger Islamic extremist group. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's only